And let's talk now about a man who served his country out of uniform for generations. J. Edgar Hoover created the Federal Bureau of Investigation as we know it today. In his lifetime, he built up an image as a hero. His career went from the end of World War I to the 1970s. Since his death in 1972, many have reevaluated Hoover as a menace. Now, Hoover is the subject of a movie in which he is played by Leonardo DiCaprio in a film directed by Clint Eastwood. Kenneth Turan has a review.
J. Edgar is a brooding melodrama with strong political overtones that examines the public and private life of a man with a phenomenal will to power, a man who headed the omnipotent Federal Bureau of Investigation for 48 years. Though in theory he served 8 presidents, in practice, J. Edgar Hoover served only himself. Hoover did champion scientific crime fighting in general and the use of fingerprints in particular. Here he faces off against a dubious state police official in the aftermath of the kidnapping of Charles Lindbergh's infant son.
Where's the ransom note?
Of course.
You are touching that with your bare hands as well.
Yeah, we checked. They're none of those finger imprints that you fancy so valuable, Mr. Hoover.
Please hand it over, Mr. Schwarzkopf.
That's Colonel Schwarzkopf.
But we see much more of Hoover's dark pathological side, of his mania for collecting incriminating evidence on people like Martin Luther King Jr. He even taped President John F. Kennedy in a compromising position and used the transcript to get what he wanted from Kennedy's brother Robert.
Please leave the transcripts here with me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and feel free and share them with your brother. Oh, let him know that I have a copy of my own in safekeeping.
J. Edgar also deals with Hoover's unacknowledged private life, his lifelong personal attachment to Clyde Tolson, his closest colleague at the FBI.
Mr. Tolson, I need someone who I can trust. I want you to be my number 2 man. You understand? I need you.
J. Edgar theorizes that the men had strong feelings for each other that were never acted on, a situation that gives Hoover's story unexpected poignance. We must never forget our history, Hoover was fond of saying. We must never lower our guard. The FBI director was concerned about communists, but this film insists it's not Reds we need to worry about, but people very much like J. Edgar Hoover himself.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. This is NPR News.